Let's go back to West Virginia now. We visited last week when a statewide teachers' strike looked like it could be ending. Now that strike is in day 12, and it's gone from a local story to a national one. Close to 20,000 teachers are still off the job. Jake Jarvis is staff writer at the State Journal. He's been following the negotiations. He joins us now from Charleston, West Virginia. Jake, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Jake, last week we heard from some teachers that they were ready to go back to work in the classroom. I got to say, when you and I talked last week, I didn't think that we would necessarily be talking this week. What happened?
So Governor Jim Justice struck a deal with leaders of the teacher unions to give teachers a 5% raise and to officially create a task force with education officials on it to look at their health insurance. So that was the deal, and the West Virginia House of Delegates agreed to the deal. They passed a bill pretty quickly after the deal came out to give teachers that 5% raise. When the bill got over to the Senate, it totally fell apart. Senators said that the money's not there. They can't support giving teachers that much money. So instead, they pulled it back to 4%. And union leaders said that 4% is not enough. That's not the deal they made. Coincidentally, the Senate accidentally passed a bill to give them 5%, had to pull it back at the last minute to change it to 4% and then send it forward. It was a really chaotic Saturday night here in West Virginia.
An accidental passing of a bill, it sounds chaotic. Jake, the difference between 5% and 4% across the state, how much money are we talking about? You told us last week that teachers just don't make much in West Virginia.
So we're talking about $13 million in a $4 billion budget. That's the difference between a 5% raise and a 4% raise. So I talked to some leaders of the Senate Finance Committee who say that that $13 million is going to be given to other public employees to make sure that they can get a raise. And the unions and teachers feel like the Senate's pitting public sentiment against teachers and against other public employees. We got two groups here, and they feel like they're being pit against one another, and they don't feel like that should be the case.
And Jake, what's the state of play politically? When you and I talked last week, this was kind of a local story. This strike's been getting a whole lot of national attention now, and that can really change the dynamics between the parties. So what's going on?
I think teachers definitely are aware that they're getting a lot of national attention. And Governor Justice is also very aware. He's actually complained about how much attention it's gotten and that he doesn't like seeing West Virginia on the national news every night. I'm not sure if that pressure will be enough, though, to force the Senate into agreeing to the 5%. I mean, they were very, very strong. I think we would need two or three Republicans to flip and side with the Democrats for the 5% deal to go through. Right now, what's happening, though, is that since the House wouldn't agree to the change, we've got a joint conference committee coming together to try to figure something out. Now, that committee might meet Monday afternoon. It could meet Tuesday. We don't know when they'll strike a deal, if they do at all. So, I mean, this could go on the rest of the week.
What about parents? I mean, parents that may have been sympathetic to teachers who don't make much money on day three. Here we are headed into the third week of a strike. Are the parents of all these kids across West Virginia supportive?
It seems like it so far. It seems like a good bit of parents are. Of course, it's so hard to gauge that sort of thing in such a rural state like West Virginia and myself being in the Capitol. But on Friday, more than 40 superintendents from across the state met with the governor and met with Senate President Mitch Carmichael. And many of them said that their community is on board with these teachers getting a raise. And it was so close. It seemed like it was so close to ending if the Senate would have just passed the 5%. So I think parents have recognized how close it was and that the deal was there and that it fell through because the Senate didn't pass it. So I think the sympathy is still there for the teachers. We also think that there could be legal action coming down from the state because, you know, students haven't been in class now for 12 days. The attorney general says this strike's illegal. The Department of Education has already urged teachers to go back to school. So the tensions have never been higher with this strike.
Oh, I think we might be checking in with you again, Jake Jarvis, before this is open. The teacher strike in West Virginia enters its third week. Jake Jarvis, staff writer at the State Journal in Charleston, West Virginia. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.